Oh, yeah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
The world has just changed so radically, and we're all running to catch up. How can we possibly have the slightest idea of what to expect? With the best intentions, some of the worst things imaginable have been done with the best intentions.
Dr. Malcolm, I have Sheffield campfire stories with my uncle.
You can convince the Washington Post and the Skeptical Inquirer of whatever you want, but I was there, I know what happened, and so do you.
I don't think you're giving us our due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should.
Hello, welcome to episode 54 of Jurassic Minutes, the April issue, where we discuss recent movie, toy, and franchise news for the Jurassic series. I'm Brad.
I'm Dave.
And we're back here for April. Not a lot to talk about as far as Jurassic City is concerned, but there's a couple of things we'll briefly bring up. The main thing this month is the Camp Cretaceous teaser trailer that dropped at the start of the month. But before we get to that, Dave, my purse strings been a little bit tight at the moment, so I haven't picked up anything Jurassic. You found something that I've been wanting for a long time and haven't been able to hit that buy now or bid on eBay because that's where it mostly turns up. You've gone into the Microverse Lost World stuff.
Yeah, I have. I've already had a couple little Microverse things, mostly the tow truck with the Velociraptor and the, I guess they call it the Rex Rage Rig, where the T-Rex is on this little, I guess you would, like a teeter-totter seesaw mechanism. The T-Rex, you push it down, and a guy pops up and goes in the T-Rex's mouth. He's set on like what looks like a repainted green fire truck with hay in the bed. But yeah, behind the gates on Facebook and Jurassicpedia on Facebook. So we recently released some really cool set photos from both The Lost World and Jurassic Park 3 on Behind the Gates. And, of course, shared them back and forth across the various socials, including our own on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so one of the kind of, I noticed one person was talking about they were making their own in, I'm not really sure the program, it kind of looked like Blender or something. But anyway, they're making their own 3D model version of it. And then I find their eBay store and I'm like, oh man, I really want it, but finances aren't really the best right now. So I settled for the Microverse Labs set, basically. Mm. It's honestly smaller than I kind of imagined it would be, but it expands more than I thought it did.
Yeah, there is a, we probably should put the caveat here too. The Microverse is what they were doing at the time to take on Micro Machines, so there's some smaller versions of the car. That T-Rex set you're talking about and the other Unimog, that's the Matchbox, which is a little bit bigger in scale.
I always assumed they were the same thing.
No. Well, have you got the M-Class?
The same.
Did it come with an M-Class or did it come with no figures?
No, it came with no figures at all, which was fine because I just kind of wanted the building.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've got a link here to a random review of the two of the free Microverse playsets that were available for Lost World. This something I was going to talk to you about, Dave, with the big miniature bigature sort of village layout set that was built on the table there. I think you utilised that photo with the Psycho House. You can see it in the background behind the ops building diorama. Just how some of this early production, early concept stuff got into, was heavily in the toys, but then dropped for the film itself. And here with the Microsoft, the fact it's called the lab building or the lab set, when it does open up, as you say, and sort of make a bit of a larger playset where you got some sort of one of the ruined buildings that would have been in the worker village that was never built, because of that phone call Spielberg made to production to say, stop what you're doing, finish what you're doing, and that's it. The helipad under the dome, for instance, as well. and all that sort of stuff. Even the vehicles that didn't come with your set, looking at the review that's listed here, there was an M-Class Mercedes that came with the set, and also a Unimog with the telescopic cage on the back, which we know we've seen the concept art for. The M-Class looked just like that concept art, like the convertible with sort of like a cage in the back of it. Stuff that was just completely changed for the final film.
And also having to take into consideration here as well that they're going to try to combine some of the stuff in order to kind of increase interest from buyers. So if you just package a couple little things in with it versus packaging a couple vehicles in with it too, you're going to get more, oh, wow, there's more to this than just a couple little tiny figurines and a playset that folds outwards.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And we've been talking during the last couple of weeks about that operations building set and the weird little rock wall that appeared off to one side of it after filming that sat there for a little bit. Yet this playset has a big similar rock wall behind it that either stands up with the Lost World logo in it or can be laid down to be part of the playset as well, which I noticed this morning and it's kind of... kind of fitting too.
Actually going to bring that up because I think that's a clue to what they used as the base for creating this. I'm pretty sure this was based on the concept maquette with the waterfall in the background, because if you notice the rock wall just below the logo, there is a little waterfall that kind of disappears into the back of the building.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a discussion off mic about this, just how much of the concept art showed that operations building mostly by itself, sometimes with some village buildings. I think there's only the one village layout that's actually got the perimeter fence around it. Everything else is no perimeter fence. That big tabletop diorama, maquette, whatever you call it, had no fence around it. And Roland's dialogue to Ian that the communication center is right down in there at the base of these cliffs. Just how much a perimeter fence would have been involved in the worker village and all boring stuff that the people don't want to hear yet until we work it out off mic. But yeah, that Microverse set, it's almost as rare and as expensive as the Mobile Lab inbox. I've seen it for close to $500 plus. Complete in box. Wow. So yeah, but that's our crazy economy here in Australia. I'm sure it's probably sitting at thrift stores or that over in the States for $20.
Well, I was also looking to get the other pieces, the fuel depot and the tower that had the Velociraptor goes up and down the tower, and I slept on that one and sadly missed out for only $15. It came with like a whole lot of them with like other Microverse stuff. I think some Star Wars pieces were in there and some other stuff I didn't recognize. And I'm like, darn, I really I'm kidding myself for that one.
Well, I think I mentioned back when we were doing the Lost World Minute, I've got pretty much that full Matchbox playset stuff, that gas station, the tanker truck that's in two pieces and all that sort of stuff, all the vehicles that come with it. I've got all that stuff still minty sealed box. Plus I've got sort of copies that are just loose so you can play with it as well. Yeah, as for the actual Microverse stuff, there is a T-Rex attack sort of cave set, and there's the RV, which is one of the harder ones to find. RV playset that opens up, obviously in that small scale and not the big Mobile Lab.
Yeah, there's also like you said, there's one with the Velociraptor skull that opens up, and one with a T-Rex, I think it's the actual head, not the skull, that also opens up in the same mechanism as the Velociraptor one.
Yeah, and like most playsets like that, all your Mighty Max stuff, all the figures, the add-on pieces, always the first thing to get lost.
That was actually kind of one of the reasons why I didn't want any of the pieces. I know I would lose those. I'm fairly sure I lost the Velociraptor and little human figure that came with that one with the tow truck, and I'm kind of kicking myself because I liked those figures. And I have no idea what happened to them.
Yeah. Well, that's why I had to laugh. The review that I've listed here, the guy that got the sets, there was a little Ziploc bag in there with dino figures in it, and some of them, there was a couple, like a Kenner Series 1 figure, a Kenner Series 2 figure, the little Explorer Microverse figure that came out a couple of years ago with that Microverse stuff with the helicopter and the Jeep. Just random small figures that someone must have had in a box or something and thought went with these sets, but they're for completely different things. And that's, I've got the same thing. I've got a tote here that's just got weapons, dinosaurs, capture gear. That's normally the big one. All the capture gear I've taken off stuff because I don't want to display it on the animals, but then you completely forget what went with where. And next
Oh,
minute it's all just in a box.
I deliberately don't buy my figures with the captured gear just because I know I'll lose that in a heartbeat. All my action figures are kept in very are like I have one for one Ziploc bag of the 18 scale, one Ziploc bag of the 6-inch scale, just because if I don't keep all that together in like a Ziploc bag sealed, it's gonna be it's gonna disappear.
Yeah, very true, very true. Map.
The operations building is right down in there, about a mile and a half from the base of these cliffs.
How do you know that?
I've seen it. Now, the climb down won't be easy. We'll let them sleep one more hour, and then we hit it.
All right, Dave, how about we get into some news?
Sounds good.
It's going to be a short one this month. The main point of discussion is, of course, the Camp Cretaceous Chaos Effect trailer that's coming out at the start of the month. The show itself debuting on May the 24th on Netflix. I don't think we've had any confirmation on how many episodes it's going to be just yet. But the main thing to discuss, it's set 6 years after presumably after Camp Cretaceous Season 5. We get the name drop of the Nublar 6, which is very close to the Oceanic 6, I thought, from Lost. And it'll probably take place just before Dominion because we have Atrociraptors in the trailer. And the line from Ben that someone is hunting them. I hope all the marketing for the Atrociraptors, we got Ghost, other names that insert here, I can't recall off the top of my head. None of that was used in the actual film, so I hope they actually use the names of the Atrociraptors and we get a little bit more backstory behind them out of this series.
Yeah, well, the Atrociraptors, I think, implies that Soyana Santos is going to end up being a villain in this, whether behind the scenes or up front, I'm not quite sure yet, but I definitely think they're going to explore her character more.
And that's sort of a good little thing, or something we normally get. We get the baddie like that, but someone's obviously pulling the strings behind the scene, funding the payroll for her to do this. The rumors, whether it's Kenji's dad, whether it's Bison, whether it's Dodson, again, we're going to find out on May 24th. But I know a lot of people wanted to see her, and I can't recall the pilot now, but wanted to see them come back in a film or have their story told. Unfortunately, with what we've heard from Jurassic City, it doesn't appear that any of those cast are coming back for the next film. So this may
No.
be a way of getting their story told a little bit further.
I also think that I remember seeing a synopsis from a friend, and I'm not entirely sure how accurate this is, but there was suspicion that one of them was going to be killed off before the show because there is a something was said about they come together after a tragedy, but then I think there was also leaked art on posted somewhere, I think on Instagram, by one of the artists on the show that showed everybody's still there.
Okay. Yeah, well, we haven't got confirmation yet whether all six characters will appear. I know the voice actor that plays Brooklyn, she got pretty famous for some movies and that after Camp Cretaceous, so her paycheck to be in it might be a little bit larger than the rest of them.
She also did the what was it, the Addams Family series Wednesday
okay,
on
yeah.
Netflix. So she might be contracted for a multi-series deal through them. I don't know yet.
Yeah, and that would take priority over this if she hadn't signed anything earlier. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. We have got obviously Darius is in the trailer. We've got some Mattel stuff that we're not going to talk about in news, but there is a Mattel and Atrociraptor Ghost 2-pack that's already been seen. So we know Ben's in it. I'd assume Kenji's going to be there, and then as for the other three, we'll just have to wait and see whether there's a cameo or if they have a larger role.
I was going to say, let's talk about Ben for a second, because that Ben dude had a bigger glow-up than Matthew Lewis. Like, if anybody's familiar with Matthew Lewis from Harry Potter, I mean, that kid went from kind of a chubby little boy to, like, hell yeah. And Ben kind of did the same. Like, that dude's been choking down testosterone or something.
Yeah. Yep. Growth spurt, shoulder spurt. Shoulders have got wider. almost sort of an Olympic swimmer sort of body now, but
yeah, he's been swimming. I didn't even know he knew how to swim.
We only get a couple of interactions with him in the film. It does in the teaser. We don't see Bump anywhere, so we don't know if she's. I can't recall season 5 if she got off Nublar or if she stayed. Obviously, if she stayed, there may be an issue of whether or not she's alive or not. Yeah, I sort of have a issue with the comment that someone's hunting them. Obviously, the Atrociraptors are hunting them, but maybe someone wants us dead or something would have been a little bit more kitty friendly. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
I kind of get the tone from the tone of this that Netflix is letting this one be a little bit darker than Camp Cretaceous was. That the characters are matured, the original audience for Camp Cretaceous has matured, and thus they're going to allow the themes of the show to be a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
At least that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, which is a good step. And one of the rumors is that the whole reason Darius is living in this cabin is because he's sort of put himself away from the world, away from his friend, everyone, because of something that's happened after them coming back to the mainland. Whether it's it appears he's gone in a bit of a reclusive stage anyway, and that's why Ben has to go out there to the cabin to find him. So there's some adult themes there, which if come through, it'll be good to see. And hopefully, maybe a main character might die, but hopefully we might get some death. Actually, have the Atrociraptors have a bit of a bite. Because there are some scenes in that teaser of people evading them quite easily, which was one thing for Owen on a motorbike in Malta. I don't want to see Looney Tunes Atrociraptors skating around in marbles or doing silly stuff like that for our characters to escape. Anything else on Camp Cretaceous?
No, they were good.
So, as I said, that's going to be out in May 24th. We've got a few weeks. I'd imagine we're going to get we'll probably get a full trailer the day after we record this, but by the time we record May's minutes, the show will be out and we'll talk all about it then.
Litten up!
Announcement time from your co-head counselors.
Still not a thing. Okay, everyone, there's some ground rules to cover. Curfews at 8 p.m. and lights out at 9 p.m. sharp.
What?
25.
This is for your safety. We are in a dinosaur-filled jungle. You must always keep your distance, or you could be seriously hurt, if not worse.
Define worse.
Cabins are up that-a-way.
First one there gets top bunk!
Woohoo!
As for the movie, again, there's not a lot of real news since the last time we recorded. There's been a lot of casting rumours. I think at this stage, Scarlett Johansson is pretty much confirmed. Apparently, there's two sisters that have one's got an older boyfriend that are going to be visiting the island, it's described as. So, possibly a hint of returning to one of the islands or a new island coming onto the scene. Rumoured filming is going to be taking place in Malta and Thailand. There's been speculation that the Thailand stuff may be filling in for another sort of biome or area of sauna that we haven't seen yet. Thailand is definitely a beautiful, beautiful country, some beautiful landscapes and some very primeval stuff there as well, which would be great to see on film. Whether it's going to tie into sauna or Nublar would be another thing, but if they are going there, I would hope that it's a new location. Maybe we finally get to Costa Rica. And if they wanted to return to the islands, they'd actually return to the islands of Hawaii and film there. At least the backing plates like they have in the previous films anyway.
I was also thinking that if Malta is going to be, if they're going to be returning to Malta, that is it possible that there's going to be more black market stuff from Dominion?
Yeah, and with this taking place just before Dominion, from memory of Dominion now, once Owen and the crew go in there and cause chaos, it's really is it Delacorte that gets thrown into the pit and has his wishbones between the Carnotaurus and something else? Yeah.
The kind of tourist in that one-armed Baryonyx.
Yeah, but basically once that scene's over, the black market's still there. They don't disrupt it to the point where it's chaos, and so that black market's still operating. Obviously, this is
I believe
before
the CIA was closing in on it, but I think they might have gotten distracted by Santos, so who knows?
it. Yeah, okay.
So I can't remember if they're there specifically for the black market or if they were there to take down Santos herself.
Yeah. And depending how many episodes the show is, how many episodes Camp Cretaceous is, it might sort of carry over before and after Dominion, like it did with Fallen Kingdom. As sort of film, as for Jurassic, air quotes, Jurassic City, same thing. It might take place just before, just after. It's possible that was not the only black market in Malta as well. People love to have competition and spout up marketplaces and everything next door to other places just to have their own or to run things their own way. So chances are that black market we saw in Dominion was not the only one in Malta. But with the suggestion of return to Malta, I think it's pretty what should be a nearly gone conclusion that we're going to be getting more black market stuff or something there. What about Thailand?
I was thinking that might actually be connected to some of the black market stuff. I mean, it's been known in the past that Thailand has kind of been a center for discreet, indiscriminate stuff. I'm not going to say what because I really don't like that kind of stuff, but it is kind of ripe for trafficking living things. I'll just put it there.
I wonder if it's going to be a post-Dominion world. Obviously, or surely there wouldn't be some enterprising person thinking that either purchasing dinosaurs from the black market, stealing them from somewhere, raiding sauna, what have you, would think that collecting these animals and putting them onto a remote island somewhere would even be profitable if the stuff if this if they're out in the main. I just don't know if we're gonna have if this island's gonna be something off the coast of Thailand or something a little bit more exotic or remote. Well, it's not really more remote than sauna, it's pretty remote down there. Even how easy it is to get to and away from it in the films, but you're right though. Thailand could just be, if we got Malta and we got Thailand, it might be just a case we're going to follow more of the black market stuff. Thinking about Gareth Edwards and his films, I don't really know how they'd tie in. We know we've seen some sort of sinister behind the scenes stuff in Rogue One, sort of you see the cantinas and that sort of thing. I'm sure you'd make that sort of black market look good for Jurassic, full of animatronic puppets as well.
That too. I was just looking. I was just kind of drooling over some Rogue One screen caps with some other Star Wars fans earlier this week, and I'm like, I can't wait for to see this kind of level of love applied to Jurassic Park, you know?
I just hope he's given control, creative control. Obviously, not money's no subject. Go your hardest, but I just hope that Universal steps back a little bit and we don't have the same problems that happened with the World Trilogy, especially come Dominion with the issues paying or spending the budget on animatronics and then rushing filming because sets weren't finished and then just animatronic Dilophosaurs looking exactly like puppets. But yeah, time will tell. They start filming apparently in July. Like we mentioned last time, Pinewood Studios and UK filming, and now rumours of Thailand and Malta. So I think come July, once camera crews, film crews start getting out, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of spoilery stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff. We'll judge that as it comes in, whether it should be discussed, whether it's legitimate stuff to discuss, or whether it's someone sort of jumping fences and doing things they probably shouldn't be. But we'll use discretion.
With Fallen Kingdom, like you said, that jumping fences and people taking pictures they shouldn't be, going right up to like props and stuff and just taking pictures of them. And they really cleaned that up for Dominion. And I'm kind of hoping that they're able to keep that cleaned up for whatever this is.
Yeah. Plus, they get in and do that, release it on the web, and just stuff is taken so far out of context. I think the big one was sort of those, I'll call them stuffed stegosaurs and the stand-in animals that were in the cages and that for Fallen Kingdom. Obviously, all that stuff was changed. It's just a stand-in for the actual CG animals, or they had animatronics later on. It gives the wrong impression. Fans react to it and then get an idea in their head of what the film's going to look like. And I'll put my hand up and not so much for those, but just see stuff in behind the scenes, making of, behind that sort of stuff, and just get an idea of what this film's going to be in your head. And the film's already on the back step when you go in to see it, so that's why it's important. You've got to stay. Got to stay open-minded to this sort of stuff. But, Dave, that is it for April. We'll be back for May.
I just remembered there is one thing. This isn't really, like, something we can discuss a lot, but I was perusing on Statue Forum earlier this week, and I saw that Prime One is teasing a 1/5... The Lost World Velociraptor. They didn't post any pictures. They just posted the Lost World logo and it said Velociraptor coming soon. And I'm already kind of stuffing on shelf space. I want it.
This is going to sound dumb. The Iron Studios one we got, they're 1/10, weren't they?
Yes. This, I think, is going to be the same size as their Jurassic Park 3 and Jurassic Park 1 Velociraptors.
So, to sound dumb, is that double the size, going from 1/10 to 1/5?
Or is yes.
Gonna... Yep. Okay, just so I've got an idea of how big it's actually going to be. Which would nearly stand in for an infant, if it wasn't adult-looking.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I've got about 3 or 4, maybe 4 payments on the Cliff Attack diorama that's coming. So it won't be long and I'll be up for a new payment plan on a new statue, and that might be it. Hopefully that's true. And come May, we might have that to discuss as well. And some photos, definitely some photos.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, because I haven't been emailed or anything with a release date for that Cliff Top Attack either.
No, I have not either. And I checked the website, and I think it said soon. It looks like the parameters are soon.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see. And I double checked just to make sure I have that on PayPal, so I don't have to worry about money for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure PayPal will come knocking eventually.
Yeah, they love doing that, especially at the least opportune of times. But I'm pretty sure last time I seen something, it was third quarter this year. So come September, October.
I think it says something between like between March and June or something like that.
Okay,
is what I said on the website.
Okay. Yeah, which will be handy. I'll have the payments finalized, and so I can worry about postage costs and import tax. It's probably going to cost half the price again on that bloody thing.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But that's it for April. We'll be back in May to hopefully discuss that Prime 1 stuff and Camp Cretaceous Chaos Effect. Dave, that's it. How about we get out of here for the month?
Sounds good.